העולם, הקבוצות התורניות
Hello, the groups under the, today are the groups of North America, Salt Lake City and Toronto 1. The microphone goes to Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Havarim, the great men and of Salt Lake City and Toronto 1 want to welcome you to this place we're in tonight. And you can say, where is this place? It's our place on the path. We've come here tonight, step by step, through all kinds of ups and downs, and now especially, we've climbing the degrees to this place called faith above reason. And if we want to look back, let's see where we started. We started in a place where we did not know where we were. This thing called concealment. We did not know what it was like, this world of the upper worlds. And from that, we were forgiven. We were forgiven a place by our sages, by all of our teachers who told us of the upper worlds and the godliness that awaits us in this place called love of friends. So tonight, after we've formed this restriction, we've gone through the atonement, now is the time for us to enter into spirituality by asking, not for ourselves, but for our friends, so that they may enjoy the form of godliness known as the quality of bestowal that's just waiting for us from our Creator. So again, welcome one and all. We're here. We've prepared all this weekend for you, and hopefully we'll be the ones to usher you through the gate into spirituality. And now let's go to Toronto. Julian?
Friends, it's so good to be here with you. We've had a great honor. The Creator chose us to lead the last generation towards unity and correction. We are creating a place of unification for the whole world. And it all begins now as we build a sukkah in our hearts. Let's sit together inside the sukkah of our hearts and organize our desires, intentions, thoughts, yearnings, gratitude, and prayers. Let's build our spiritual temple to reveal the Creator's quality of bestowal. This is our opportunity, friends. Let's build it together. Thank you.
We're going to read an excerpt out of the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah by Baal HaSulam. If 600,000 men abandoned their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard to their friends, will not lack a thing. And moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with a very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in item 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when thousands of loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it.
Active workshop. How can the friends release one another from self-concern to concern for others? Again, how can the friends release one another from self-concern to concern for others.
כמו שכותבים לנו המורים שלנו, אנחנו יכולים לראות ש...
As our teachers write, we can see that specifically by that, when a person thinks about the society, about the friends, he can become completely freed from self-concern, because that's the beginning of the condition of avut. When he thinks about others, he forces them to think of him.
Yes, and it works when we're all in it together. And everyone feels that the rest of the friends are also making the same effort. Then we project a force on each other that may really raise a person above his personal calculations, so that all his concerns will only be about building a mutual sukkah, mutual kli.
Exactly, we create an atmosphere in the tent that this is what happens in it, that each one is concerned about the others and all before the others, that the goal of each person is to complement the others and bestow together upon the others.
This can be the true mechanical beginning for a game we play with the friends, even though inside you don't feel it. Like we learned yesterday, you're taking what's not important for you, what's not important for your will to receive, that waste, and you make some effort, and from that, the friends start being impressed.
It's like a snowball. You start with a game, something that you do above reason, and gradually it comes back to you. More and more of the power of the ten, and everyone rises as a result, and everyone moves the ten to come out of self-concern.
In the end, this whole works. The work brings you to demand that the Creator will help with the effort with the friends and the atmosphere.
Yeah, and this feeling is for all of us as one to receive the power of avut that will pull us out of the common jail.
Yeah, the man, the example of the arvut, with that all the friends give you the example of the Creator. What a privilege it is every moment to dedicate to Him with envy, how much it all exists in the love of friends. Every friend is there, and just to annul to it.
Our very work with each other pulls us out of thoughts for ourselves and about the friends. Suddenly I have to work toward them, I have to work in avut, I have to worry about them. So gradually, by thinking, the actions start being outside of me.
Great Creator, grant us the merit to bestow from above reason. Give us the strength to connect to our great teachers as they direct us to pray for each other's success. Soften our heart so we would hear the prayers of the public. Bring us into connection to their desires, that we will become a pipeline of your love for your created beings. Clothe us with this love, force of love, so we may be forever grateful, knowing you never left us alone on the path of bestowal. Amen. And the silent workshop question: how can we elevate the values of our avut, love, bestowal, connection, and unity? Again, how can we elevate the values of our avut, love, bestowal, connection, and unity?